Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. You got to be kidding me. It's the wrestling postseason already this weekend. Rock Ridge, the regional host, and I know competition starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning at Rock Ridge. Coach Lucas Smith, where in the world has the regular season gone? I can't believe this thing's already over here in 2017-2018. Man, the regular season flies by, that's for sure. Maybe we're just getting old, probably.
I think that may be the problem. I mean, it has literally flying by. I mean, it literally feels like we just ended football and we just started wrestling, and it's crazy to be done and into regionals or the state series already. I mean, it is crazy.
Yeah, and I know the one thing about high school wrestling, when you really turn the calendar and get from the Christmas break into January, that's where the rubber hits the road, so to speak. That's where the season really rapidly flies, because when you get out of that Christmas break, you know, basically, hey, we're 4 weeks away, and it's basically do or die time.
Yeah, we always like to use that Christmas break as a relaxing period. You know, get the kids off a few days, and then, you know, we tell them it's time to start amping up and getting ready for, you know, the state series, because we have, you know, only a handful of duels, and we have, you know, one tournament left, the Orient tournament, you know, and then it's the state series, and it's go time, and it's, you know, either win or go home time of the year. So, you know, we really work to get them into that mentality at that time and get them ready for their run in the state series.
Well, and tell us about just kind of how things have progressed for you here in the 2017-2018 season. I know the anchor of your program has been Dallas Kruger, Colin Schmidt, and Nolan Throne, but just tell us how your dual season and your tournament season has fared for the Rockets.
Like we talked about at the start of the year, I knew coming in we were going to be short on kids. You know, we had, throughout the year, we had 10 kids on the team. You know, and like you said, we anchored around those three big guys, and then we had some other really good kids that are wrestling, like Will Simmons and Nico Zarlatanis. And so we, you know, going into the season, we knew we were going to struggle in the dual aspect of it, but we've had really good tournaments with those three kids. We've placed decently in some good tournaments. So, you know, that's been our season. We've been trying to keep kids healthy and keep them prepared to wrestle, you know, the important stuff here for us this year is the individual stuff, and just have them ready for that.
Well, I know I've asked a couple of other coaches this year as the season has progressed, you know, specifically small school wrestling at the 1A level. You know, can the dual team schedule, can that concept be sustained, you think? Or, you know, is it time to move away with that with a lot of these dual meets? You're seeing a lot of forfeits. What are your thoughts about that?
I don't think it'll, I mean, for us, it's not going to be an issue. I know, you know, whenever I got here four or five years ago, you know, we had a full roster, and up until this year, we've had a full roster. You know, this year, just for us, it was, you know, a big graduating class that left, and then we had a small incoming class of freshmen, and, you know, that's our issue. We have really good numbers right now in the junior highs. We're close to the 30-kid mark. So I don't foresee it being an issue for us. I mean, there are some schools that are obviously struggling with getting kids out, and they have been struggling for years. So I don't know what the answer is for that. And that's always a question for small school sports in any fashion, you know, football, wrestling, you know, even some basketball teams. I mean, it's just, who knows what the correct answer is, really.
All right, so Saturday, here are the teams in the field. Of course, the Rockets are the hosts. You have Sherrard, Alleman, Riverdale, Orion, Rova, Fulton, Eurypropistown, and Mercer County. First up, size up the kind of the team race here.
The team race is going to be, it's going to be interesting. And in this regional, it's always interesting because you have some heavy hitters. You know, Mercer County's been that big dog for a while. Sherrard was one of the top contenders for quite some time. Now it's kind of switched over to the Allman and Orion race, I think. And then you're going to throw in teams like Fulton and Riverdale, and Mercer County is going to have a few or some quality kids, and then we have a few quality kids, and Sherrard's got a few kids that are going to be still in those places that, I mean, there's no clear winner, but it's going to be a highly contested regional, which is awesome to see.
And then as you look at as far as the individuals or the different weight classes, I know Rock Ridge has sent out the kind of the advanced publicity on the field. Are there any weight classes you look at that say, wow, that's going to be really fun to follow that? Because I know really each team that you mentioned, they have some really good kids on the roster at different weight classes.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you look across all of the weight classes in this regional, there's going to be some good kids or multiple good kids in each of the weight classes. So I don't know if I have one picked out that I think is going to be the best or the most fun to watch. I'm a wrestling coach. I like watching all of them. But there's going to be, all the weight classes are going to be interesting, and there's going to be those kids that really turn it on and upset those quality kids that shouldn't be upset. And that's what makes regionals fun, because kids, like I said, really turn it on at this time of the year, and you never know what kind of kid you're going to get.
All right, and wrestling starts at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. That's the prelims and semifinals, and session 2, 2 o'clock, the grand march and the finals. And in the field of the Rock Ridge 1A Wrestling Regional, the host Rockets, of course, along with Mercer County, Erie Prophetstown, Fulton, Rova, Orion, Riverdale, Allman, and Sherrard. Should be a fun day of wrestling at Rock Ridge on Saturday, again starting at 10 a.m. Coach, have a fun weekend. Good luck to your kids over there.
Thank you.
All right, Lucas Smith, the head wrestling coach at Rock Ridge, joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.